Aleluya. forever.
Alleluia.
Lord, you are good and your mercy is forever.
Alleluia.
I will bless the Lord, oh my soul.
Oh my
You are so good, Jesus, you are so good. What a thought, he has done for me, what no man can do. You have done for me, what no man can do. You have done for me, what no man can do. You have done for me, Jesus.
Jesus, you are so good.
You are so good.
Jesus, you are so good.
What no man.
You have done for me what no man can do. You have done for me what no man can do. You have done for me.
Oh, Jesus,
Jesus, you are so good.
You are so good.
Jesus, you are so good. What no man can do. You have done for me what no man can do. You have done for me what no man.
Oh, Jesus,
Jesus, you are so good.
You are so good.
Jesus, you are so good. What no man can do, you have done for me. What no man can do, you have done for me. What no man can do, you have done for me. What no man can do, you have done for me.
Jesus,
Jesus, you are so good.
You are so good.
Jesus, you are so good. What no man can do, you have done for me. What no man can do, you have done for me. What no man can do, you have done for me. What no man can do, you have done for me.
Oh, Jesus,
Jesus, you are so good.
You are so good.
Jesus, you are so good. What no man can do, you have done for me. What no man can do, you have done for me. What no man can do, you have done for me. What no man can do, you have done for me.
Oh, Jesus,
Jesus, you are so good.
You are so good.
Jesus, you are so good. What no man can do, you have done for me. What no man can do, you have done for me. What no man can do, you have done for me. What no man can do, you have done for me.
So high we bless the Lord, oh my soul.
Oh!
I've doubted. I'll praise when outnumbered, praise when surrounded. Cause praise is the water my enemies drown. As long as I'm breathing, sovereign, praise cause you reign, praise cause you rose and defeated the grave. I'll praise cause you faithful, praise cause you true, praise cause there's nobody greater than you. I'll praise,
praise cause you sovereign,
you reign,
praise cause you reign, praise cause you rose and defeated the grave. I'll praise cause you faithful, praise cause you true, praise cause there's nobody greater.
Oh, You will always be. God high above all the earth. Thou art exalted far above all gods. Hallelujah. For thou, O Lord, yes, art high above all the earth. Thou, Lord, art exalted. Thank you, Jesus. Father, you're worthy of all worship, of all adoration. Because of your loving kindness, we are here today. You're the God who's redeemed us, the God who's separated us unto yourself. You've marked us with your name and have proclaimed your blessings upon us. Father, when we say thanks, our language is so limited. For how can we thank you for all that you've given to us? We're not praying for the breath that we take today. We're not paying for the blood that flows through our veins today. For our nerves that are functional. For our eyes that see. That we can feel things and be able to tell what we are touching. That all of our senses are functional. That we can walk with our two feet. Dance, sing. We have more than enough to thank you for. That today we are going to eat and we're going to swallow. We're going to be able to excrete. We're going to be able to do all kinds of things and not pay for any of it. But most of all, that we can be in your presence and we can speak your name. What a privilege. What a privilege we have in you. Thank you, Father, that we can call you Father. Thank you, Father, for all that you've done for us. But most of all, for our eternal salvation, that we are heaven bound, not hell. Thank you, Father, for salvation. for it is the greatest miracle of all. And if you can save us, you can do everything else. So today, we cast at your feet every care. And those that we're struggling with, Father, in your mercy, take it from us. This we ask in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Have we trials and temptations?
Is
there trouble anywhere? We should never be discouraged. Don't need to carry anything today. You can lay it at the feet of the Lord. He died to take every problem off of you. He says, cast all of your burdens and your cares upon me because I care. So why are you carrying it? Why are you carrying that problem? It's too heavy for you. Release it. Shake it off. There's much to enjoy today. He said, I have come that you might have life, and that abundantly. So then don't let the thief that cometh steal, kill, and destroy. The joy that you have today, the devil didn't give it to you. The world didn't give it to you. And nobody can take it from you. Take your joy. Take your peace. Will you do it? Just do this. Say, I'm shaking it off. In the mighty name of Jesus. All my fears, all my cares, every issue that's a problem to me, today I shake you off. Get off me now. Everybody shout hallelujah. Say, I am free. I'm know the truth. Say, I have the truth of God, and I'm not buying it. It's a lie. So I take everything God says, and I walk, and I live by the word of God. Shout hallelujah one more time. Amen. You may be seated. Worship team, thank you so very much. We're glad to celebrate the God of our salvation together with you. In just a moment, Mama is going to come and lead us. In our time of worship and adoration. But before she comes, I'd like to state that after this service this morning or early afternoon, the young ones are going to be practicing or preparing for their Christmas concert. They're going to be doing that after the service this morning and again on Saturday the 20th. So parents, we need your cooperation and just hang in there and don't take off right after the service. Your children are needed to participate in something important. Amen. Other announcements will be provided after now. Please come. Welcome to this house of the Lord this morning. The Lord bless you mightily.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Well, good day, everyone. It's that time we pray for all our children. So those of you who are seated, you can stretch your hand and also bless them. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for another beautiful day you've given to us. We thank you, God, that this is a day you have made for us to rejoice and be glad in it. You've not created a day of sadness or sorrow, a day of grief and mourning. Yes, those things happen, but this is a day of joy. May your joy flow into the hearts of all your children. Commit all our biological children, spiritual children, partners, extended families, friends, and even our enemies. We commit all the children before you. Father, save every household represented. Touch every child. From age 120 plus to zero form, those in seed form, those in the womb, touch every one of them. Those listening to me online, touch their lives. Father, leave no one behind. Every child belongs to you. They are your property, made in your image and your likeness. Remember your people today. Whatever they're going through, Father, touch them. Strengthen them, Lord. Help them to overcome. Give them joy, peace and strength in the mighty name of Jesus. Help our children as they are in school age, those in school age, those in career age, those retired, and every child, remember every one of them. Help them to overcome whatever obstacles stand in their way. Give them victory and success. May their week be great. May their month be great. And as we're getting ready to get into the new year, may the year not end in sorrow. May the year end in joy, in peace and strength, and in health. And we'll look forward to the mighty things you have in store for us. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Well, bless you, children. Be quiet as you go to your classes. Father, we thank you for your Holy Spirit. We thank you for the Spirit of the living God, Spirit of wisdom, Spirit of knowledge and understanding, Spirit of counsel and might, and of the fear of the Lord. May your holy presence be with us in this service. Be with us in our homes, in our families, and be with us in our nation. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. All right, this morning, our scripture reading. It's almost Christmas. I know a lot of people are shopping and doing all kinds of stuff, but the shopping is good, but the reason for the season is Jesus. Amen. We celebrate the birth of Jesus. He's no longer a baby. He's been born. He died. He rose again. And he's now in heaven, seated at the right hand of the Father, making intercession and mediating for us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So our reading this morning is the prophecy that God gave before Jesus was born. Thousands of years before he came, the word of the Lord came that he is going to be born. I don't know what promises God has made to you or what you feel in your heart. It doesn't matter how long it takes, it shall surely come to pass. When God says something, it comes to pass. He is not a man that lies, he is God Almighty. You can count on him any time of the day, any moment, all year, all the days of your life. Let us read from Isaiah 7. This is Israel having problems and there's threats around them and all of that. And King Ahaz was the king at that time. And God asked him, sent Isaiah to him, asked him, the Lord said, ask me for a sign. So I'm going to read from verse 11. You can read the whole chapter by yourself. Let me read from verse 10. Isaiah chapter 7. Let's read from verse 10. I'm not reading the whole chapter. Read all of it at home at your own time. Read with me. Moreover, the Lord spake again unto Ahaz, saying, ask thee a sign of the Lord thy God. Ask it either in depth or in height above. See, today, whatever your request is, doesn't matter how big or how great or how high or how low it is, God is asking you to ask him. May you open your mouth and learn to ask of the Lord and see what he will do in your life. Bible says, verse 12, but Ahaz said, I will not ask, neither will I tempt the Lord. That is a religious spirit. You can ask God. Children ask parents all the time. You parents are not better than God Almighty. We can ask God for anything. Amen. We can ask for our health. We can ask for our finance. We can ask for our families. We can ask for our nation. We can ask anything. Verse 13, and he said, hear ye now, O house of David. Is it a small thing for you to weary men? But will you weary my God also? Verse 14, therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, hallelujah, behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall call his name Emmanuel. You don't know what angle God has for you and the answer that he's going to give to you today. May you open up your heart and expect a mighty answer. Verse 15, say, butter and honey shall he eat. Note and choose the good. Somebody shout hallelujah. Verse, I'll stop at 16. For the child to refute evil, good, abhorrence shall be forsaken of both her kings. Where this happened, it went into exile and got scattered, but never forgot his promise. The child came thousands of years later. We will read more of the prophecy before the birth, before Christmas. Praise the Lord. Well, rise with me. Whatever your need is this morning, you can ask God. God says, nobody asked him to restore, so he did not restore. May you ask God to restore your family. Restore the pain and the years the enemy has devoured and cause problem in your family, he can restore it. He can even restore your youth. He said, our youth shall be restored like the eagle. Hallelujah. I do take that promise all the time. May you take his promises, for his promises are yes and amen. Open up your mouth this morning as we talk to our Heavenly Father. We're not speaking to man, we're speaking to a holy God. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your goodness towards us. We thank you that your promises are yes and amen. You did say a virgin will give birth to a child. His name shall be called Emmanuel. Thousands of years later, this came and it became a reality, baby. He's a grown king of glory. Father, we give you peace that promise us as a ministry, it shall come to pass. You have promised for our family, glory and peace, friends, shall come to pass. You are a great God. You are a holy God. We worship. And we bless your holy name. We thank you, God, that you will do what you say you will do. You have made a covenant with man. You made a covenant with our fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You made a covenant, and that covenant cannot be broken. It is written in blood. You shed your blood, Jesus, to make sure this covenant is sealed forever. We receive your promises that are yes and amen. Remember our families today. Remember our spouses, our children, our grandparents, our parents. Remember our city, Winnipeg. Remember our nation, Canada. Remember, O God, the things you have committed into our hands. Father, remember us and make it come to pass that which you have said in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask, O God, that you continue to give us the hidden for inheritance, that they will come to know Jesus, especially during this season, that they will not just be shopping and forgetting about feeding their flesh and forgetting that their spirit is so important. Minister grace to them. Those that are discouraged, touch them this morning. Encourage them, O God, that they will have joy in their heart. Touch families. Those who are going through brokenness right now, bring healing to their broken heart. Those whose marriages are falling apart, bring healing to their marriages. Those whose children are lost in the world, draw them back to yourself. Those who are facing addiction, bring them back to their right mind. In the mighty name of Jesus, those who have financial issues, bring answers and solutions. Because it is you, Almighty God, that gives the power to get wealth. Give them the idea and give them the desire and direct their path to victory in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we commit the service into your hand. Touch every life here in the name of Jesus. Father, we commit the nation of Israel to you. Peace to Israel. Peace to Jerusalem. Peace within her walls and her palaces. In the mighty name of Jesus, touch your people, Lord. Restore them and save all Israel according to your word. Father, out of Abraham shall all nations be blessed. As you bless the nation of Israel, bless Canada, bless Nigeria, bless United States of America, bless Spain, bless Italy, bless, O God, Colombia, in the mighty name of Jesus. Touch every islands of the sea. Touch the first nations of the earth. Draw your people to yourself. Where someone is calling upon the name of the Lord, save that place. Save that nation. Save that city. Save that family. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we ask you to visit us this morning. Touch every life present. Those hearing the sound of my voice, touch every one of them. Favor, favor, favor of the living God. Visit your people. Somebody say, God, favor me. Somebody say, God, favor me. Somebody say, God, remember me. Say, remember my household. In the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for your Holy Spirit. Your presence is here. May everyone have an encounter with you. May they feel your presence. And may they know you above all. Be in our service now. Let your word come with power, with grace, with favor, with mercy, with healing, deliverance, wholeness and restoration, and joy unspeakable. Those that are sick, we declare you be healed, be restored, be made whole. In the mighty name of Jesus, we give you praise. God bless you. You may be seated, Apostle.
Are you eating the word of God? Because if you're not, you're going to die again. You've got to continue in your faith, in your walk. Well, I give my life to the Lord, but you will not attend this service. You will not spend time studying the word of God. You will not fellowship. The word of God says, do not neglect the assembling together. There's no continuity. Jesus says, if you continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed for a fact. And as my disciple, you are going to know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Truth that you know that sets you free. The power of continuity. Well, we established that as we started to discuss on the blessings of God. We established the fact that if you're going to have the blessing of God that causes you to be one who overtakes, that you have to know the power of continuity. Deuteronomy chapter 28 and verse 2. Deuteronomy 28 and verse 2. States, and all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. If you just listen and follow the blessings of God shall come on thee and overtake thee. But the qualifier is if. You see, the blessings of God are freely given. But, the but is, you have to listen to the instructions of the Lord. Without listening to the instructions of the Lord, the blessing is not guaranteed. There are so many believers who are griping and complaining about, I don't see the blessing, I don't see this, I don't see that. And the question then is, are you listening? Are you listening? Because God is always speaking. If he can speak through an ass, as he did with Balaam, I can assure you he's speaking. He's saying something all the time. But am I listening? Or have I made up my mind on where I'm going to go and how I'm going to do it? That's a problem many times. We have a mind that is set. It is steadfast. Not that there's anything wrong about being steadfast and being set. But it has to be the word of God on your carnal mind. Doesn't there's limit. Sees all things. Understands all things, knows what your friend, enemies think, else is thinking. So why does them give you that to grab you and pull this? Listening. And the blessings of God in your life established your and continue to listen. This is my sheep here. How do you overtake? We're talking that the blessing is a command, a unit. blessing comes. Are walking together, and then today we want that blessing call and bless. The Lord on this wants to be on it all. Availing blessing of the Lord, you get that. How all is bestowed, you can't know that it blessed. Book of Genesis, 9th chapter, from verse 3. Jacob is pronouncing upon his star and his son, and himself is a fruitful by vine planted and run over. Are you listening? Run over means right. Are we together? God is proclaim upon people a blessed. How is this man? Joseph, the delayed me. Firstborn was the one the seed received and was unwanted. Second, firstborn. It that is unwanted is given birth. One. Why is he barren? Is waiting for the number 11, which one together. So sometimes blessing and God waits for the rain. Are you with me? Because the number 11 is new beginnings. The new beginning. Like 8 is 11, new beginning. Are you? Okay. So he's just not far on him. And the rainbow. 7. Yellow, green, violet. Number 11 comes to him. Begins to.